land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Monday, January 12, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line is Rick Randall. He's the author of the book, The Good Words Book for Success. Also, he has years ago started a campaign called Pass the Positive. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
I'm good, 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 buddy. Hey, I wanted to have you on today.
I'm going to interrupt you for just a second because
sure.
Birthdays are my favorite day of the year, whether it's mine or somebody else's. And so, Randy, happy birthday.
Oh,
and,
thank you.
Here's the first goal of 2026 for you is to have another one.
Amen, brother, to that. It, you know, being 68, and I was visiting this weekend downstate in Shelby Township with my 90-year-old mother.
Wow.
And we went out to dinner, and I looked at her, and I said, thank you. And she said, thank you for what? And I said, first of all, for giving me birth, you know, birthing me, number one. But number two, having such good genes. And she says, well, yeah, she said, I bought these at Meijer's and I thought they fit me pretty good. And I said, no, Mom, that's not the jeans I'm talking about. You know, she laughed and she's quick and witty. But yeah, 90 years old, no medications, walks 3 miles a day on the treadmill right now while she's covered in snow. But normally she gets out and walks 3 miles a day, actually from our house to my childhood high school. Eisenhower High School at 25 and Shelby Mound Road, excuse me. And she walks to the school and then turns around and walks back in the summertime every day. So,
oh, it's fantastic.
Yes, that is fantastic.
Mary was my mom. And what's your mom's name?
Betty.
Betty. Oh, what a great name that is, eh?
Yes.
My mom's name was Mary, and she says, Rick, she says, I'd play sports and I'd blow out a knee or a shoulder or did something, you know, and I'd be wounded for a minute. And she'd say, Rick, what are you doing to the beautiful body that I gave you? She said, you were 10 pounds, 12 ounces when you were born. What are you doing to yourself anyways? That was funny. So did your mom drive to breakfast?
No.
She could have.
She could. Yeah, she does still drive. As a matter of fact, this morning she's driving herself to a doctor's appointment. And I said, man, 90 years old and you still drive. She goes, well, I got to be honest. She said, I was really having a tough time when she renewed her license. She doesn't wear glasses. And she said they had her put her forehead up to the machine and have to read the letters. And she said, I got to admit, I had to squint a little bit. she got her license and, oh, yeah, still drives. And, oh, man, she's amazing. Well, listen, one of the things I wanted to talk about is New Year's resolutions. Here we are, you know, January 12th already. And a lot of people, I hate to say it, but a lot of people are kind of sliding off a little bit on their New Year's resolutions. And I want to have a conversation with you about that. But one of the things that I want to do is I want, and I have myself written this down on my resolutions, is to pass the positive. That's exactly what I wrote. This year, 2026, I want to, quote, pass the positive and be upbeat and be in a really good, happy mood and smile and talk to people and just be upbeat and basically in a good mood. And I want to get into the meat of that when we get back from the break. Yeah. I want you to talk about your book, The Good Words Book for Success, and what you wrote in there about goals and things like that, but also about how we can make this absolutely one of our New Year's resolutions. The audience listening to this conversation, I want you to basically sell them, you know, plead with them to basically focus on passing the positive in 2026. So we're going to go to a short break. And when we get back, we actually got a little song you and Jonathan put together. We're going to play that as well. So we'll.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Galen. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
It's what I call fate. It's just a decision. If you wanna feel this way, Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. The weekends are the frost and the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We are always planting seeds in our life garden. You know your attitude is the water that helps.
crops the seeds grow. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, gonna add better water to mine.
Fantastic. Good job, Mr. Rick Randall and Jonathan Deek.
Jonathan Deek. Yeah.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Put the music to that. That, you know, I write a lot of poems, and that was one of them. And then he surprised me with that, actually. And he says, here, listen to this. And I thought, geez, I recognize those words. So let's go to what you want to say. This is kind of fun.
Sure.
I had a bunch of different directions to go in. But first, goals and New Year's resolutions. I think resolutions maybe is a little too tough because people just, they set them and they're huge. And after a few days, you look at it, and the next thing you go, I'm okay with that. But goals, you know, goals are the important part. It's the roadmap to your road trip. And that was the title of my book was Road Trip. And that's really, I love road trips. We take a bunch of them, you know, whether it's for a weekend or a week or it's just for the day. But a road trip in your thinking, you know, you can take an imagination vacation. I call it imagicate when dreams come true. So you can take an imagication vacation anytime you want to, you know, traffic, when you're stuck in traffic, that's a great time to let your mind just go out there and think about what you want to do with your life. And it's pretty exciting. So George Bernard Shaw, he wrote this, and this is pretty interesting. I picked this up in 1983, some time ago, and it's called The True Joy in Life by George Bernard Shaw. And then, of course, Randall had to add a little PTP to it. But the true joy in life is being used for a purpose instead of being a selfish, whining, little clod of ailments and grievances. He really had something on his mind that day, complaining about that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. Interesting. I'm of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. The more I do for others, the more I live. So then that continues to go on, and I've lived by that for a long, long time. I believe in the natural goodness of life and love and living. I bask in the glory of God's love and light. I rejoice in life for its own sake. When I wrote this too, celebrate life. What happens to the room when you walk in? The lights get brighter or the room goes dim. Are people excited that you are here? Let the party begin. Happy New Year. And I think that I want to, you know, I want to be missed when I go. My goal these days is to make other people's lives better. And then the other thing, Arlene came in one time, and she was just a neat lady, and she had multiple sclerosis. It's amazing what people have and overcome just by their thinking. And so she was talking about when it was about Christmas, and I said, man, what did I say to her? I said, I need to do some shopping. She goes, you know, Rick, they don't change the dates, right? Christmas always is on December 25th. You understand that?
You're right.
And then she said, you know, when the lights finally go out, when I have to get off the bus, she goes, I want people to kind of really appreciate the fact that I was here and that I made a difference by being here. And so the first thing, again, goes back to, if you want your life to be more exciting, you have to get more excited about your life. And so that's where goals come in. You start writing things down. And again, there's all kinds of different ways to go. That I think it was called Team Together Each Achieves More. But what was the other one? Is time. You have to be, you know, you have to have present time consciousness, but at the same time, you have to be realistic in what you want to accomplish. But Pass the Positive was a slogan I came up in 2009, and here's just a fun poem about that. It was 2009 when I was feeling a little low. Money was tight and business was slow. The financial world was in chaos. The sky was apparently falling. I wasn't sure what to do. No one was answering when I was calling. So I said to myself, you have to think differently. I grabbed a big bucket of positive and set my soul free. Pass the positive, I thought. Think positive and pass it on. It doesn't mean that nothing is wrong. It just adds light to the situation at hand. A better dimension of thinking, like a song with a band. I will forever just say it, think positively. The light is much brighter, much easier to see. Positive leads to possible, and possible leads to can. And I think that it's such an important thing to write down stuff for your day. Today I got, you know, it only takes a few minutes, but I wrote down, this is funny, I got 19, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. But he said, you know, I write the first day goals, you know, the night before. It's a good time. You let it soak into the paper, and the universe says, all right, I got you. In the meantime, you sleep better. But up early, clean the kitchen, ESAC, chlorophyll, aloe, things that I drink, make the bed, put clothes away, work out. I did that. And then boom, you know, those are 1, 2, 5 checks right off the bat. You're like, hey, I'm off to a good start. And
yeah.
speaking of starting, too, you have to wake up and be grateful for another opportunity. And if you have goals to work on, then you like another opportunity to get my goals done, because I sure didn't get everything on my list done yesterday. And then again, you have your longer term goals. But it just makes your day, your moment, so much more exciting. And then
what can people do though, Rick? Not to interrupt, but to
yeah, sorry.
what can people do to, I guess, set a goal, or again, like you say, add it to their New Year's resolutions list? But what can they do, both consciously, subconsciously, to be in a thinking of positiveness, passing the positive, kind of like when we go out into the world, you know, you get up to go to work, you get up to go to your business. You know, what is it that people could do in the morning? Maybe, like I say, when they get in the car and they're getting ready to drive to work or go to their business or go to their office or whatever, what would you like people to kind of think about as far as passing the positive for that day? Let's just start with that day, and then tomorrow would be the same thing, hopefully. They remember to do it. And then maybe after, like you say, 21 days, 30 days, whatever long it takes, it actually becomes a habit in this year, 2026. What would you say or convey to people to think about that process as they start their day, or, you know, like I said, they leave to go to work or go to their office, go to their business?
Well, it depends what you put in your prefrontal cortex. You know, first listen to something that's positive, that's upbeat, that's encouraging. I did that for years. The first half of a cassette tape I could do when I'm in the shower and brushing my teeth, washing my face, shaving, and you're putting really good stuff into your head to begin with. But this is funny. There's only two choices. You know, so I'll back up to my meeting. So positive to begin with, optimistic, bright side, useful, helpful, beneficial, good, affirmative. I wrote the word yes. You know, use the word yes. There's two words. There's yes and or no. You ever notice when people, they start out with some things and you know it's going to be a negative comment, or maybe it's going to be on the left side of yes, you know, the wrong side of yes. And they go, yeah. I don't think. All right, the first three words, I don't think. So you go, man, I think we're off to kind of a rough start. But positive is, of course we can. Living the dream, love, be positive, think positive, pass it on, pass the positive. You have choice to add light or take it away by your thinking, right? It's by being positive, thinking positive, you create more light in your life and the lives of others. You just have to realize that this is an important part of who you are. It should be. So I'm going to get to my meeting. We had this meeting, and we just finished. It was the bridge drop, and it was my idea and Amanda's, and I said, what are you doing for New Year's? She said, nothing. I said, you know, Charlevoix, I said, we've got a whole bridge. I mean, they've got the ball drop in New York, the cherry drop at Traverse. I said, we've got a whole bridge. We should raise the bridge up and bring it back down again. Next thing you know, I've got a fire truck, and I've got a police car with their siren. This is midnight. Police car with their siren on. You know, we had a 21-gun salute off the deck of the weather vane. And it eventually evolved into fireworks and a few different things. It's been a really neat thing. Anyways, it just made New Year's Eve a neat, better event. In the meantime, we get done with the event, and we were able to come up with enough money. Dan brought in with the $775 that we had in remaining that we needed to get, and we got it. I was so excited, and so I start talking about next year, and I'm pumped up, and I'm thinking we can do this and do that. And so that's just kind of what I bring to the table. And all of a sudden, the person next to me says, I think you have to be more of a realist. And I'm just pumped up. This is what's exciting. It was a blast. And I'm thinking, what? And they said, well, you're just a little too optimistic. I said, I'm optimistic. So that's, you know, she further went on to say, I said, well, that's just kind of how I live and think. She goes, I'm kind of thinking you might even be living in a space suit. And I'm like, okay, that's enough. Anyway, so then I came home and I started thinking. And I love simple. I call this the battery theory. It is really just this simple. There are only two poles. There's positive pole and there's a negative pole. You're familiar with the battery, right?
Sure.
So positive pole, negative. You have to have both of them sometimes, but positive, light on, negative, light off. Positive, up, negative, down. Partly sunny, partly cloudy. Half full, half empty. Law of attraction, no clue. Yes, no. Possible, don't think so. Probable, doubt it. Optimist, pessimist. Realist, real positive. Realist, real negative. Enthusiasm, why? Excited, not so much. Aside from that, I'm not really sure how to explain it other than it feels much better living in my spacesuit.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and the thing of it is, so it really just to get
choose.
It broken down into a real simple decision choice statement is you got a choice to make every single day.
Always the case. And, you know, gratitude's where it begins. You wake up and you're grateful for what you have, not disappointed for what you don't have. You're grateful for what you have. And then what's interesting is when you're grateful for what you have and it just increases. What you have to be grateful for just keeps growing. And you think, oh, my goodness, I didn't notice this and that and whatever. We are blessed by so much. I call it the your blessings are the flowers that God picked especially for you, and what a beautiful bouquet that's sitting on your table, right? All this stuff is in the book. My book is all about trying to just instill just a positive mental attitude, a better way of thinking, and with all things considered. I wrote a cool thing about yes, and so the word yes, I gave that as a birthday present to someone one time. I put yes on a big yellow sheet of paper printed in big letters. You know,
here you go. Happy birthday.
You know, this is just for you. Anyways, right. Yes, it is so, just so true. Granted, of course, surely, really, certainly, indeed, precisely, positively. Just say yes. But here's why. Yes allows forward mobility. Yes enables possibilities to show up for consideration that might have been stopped before the blossom. Say yes first and then figure out how to make a forward decision. Many opportunities are diamonds in the rough. Yes motivates us to do a little polishing. You never know what yes might find. Yes is essential when you're taking a road trip. And so when you go back to the whole concept of my book and the concept of good words is this, is that you have basically 1,500 words in your bag of words that you live from every day. We have a lot of words in our vocabulary, but basically we live out of a bag of 1,500 words. And so you think, okay, if I only have 1,500 words, that certainly isn't a lot of words, then I'm going to only put good words in my bag. And those are the words that I'm going to live from, you know, positive, responsible, reliable, honest, true, just, you know, mojo, juice. I wrote things like that too, you know. What kind of juice are you bringing to the table? What's your mojo look like? Everybody has their own mojo, you know, their own version of mojo.
Sure.
My buddy Terry used to call it the Joe Show. His name's Joseph Terrence Smith. And he's one of my all-time best buddies. He sells Red Wing shoes. He's made an incredible living selling shoes, but he's made the living and the selling shoes were the side note. He absolutely loves what he does, and he loves selling shoes to people and making their lives better. He's done it for 44 years. It's just the energy that radiates from him. And you think, I just like to watch him. He's funny. He's got a sense of humor. He loves to laugh. Just a few things like that make your day so much better. My brother Brian, he starts laughing. I'm not even sure why sometimes. And I'm thinking, well, shoot, he's laughing. I might try it myself.
Yeah.
And then eventually, you know, I mean, yep. I watched this. There was a video. This guy gets on the
bus. Real
quick,
we got 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, gets on the bus and he starts laughing. He's looking at his cell phone and he starts laughing a little harder. Pretty soon people watching him laugh, they start laughing too. By the time the video is over, 30 seconds, whole thing was laughing. Everybody was laughing. I'm thinking, man, everybody had endorphins and enkephalins rocking and rolling. So be positive, stick, write down goals, read them and stick with them and enjoy your life experience. It's supposed to be a really, really good time.
Yes.
Pass the positive.
So pass the positive. And it's a choice every single morning. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Randy,
right,
thank you very much.
Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Happy birthday, Randy.
Thank you, sir. Bottom of the hour news break. Hour number